Okay. And if you wanted to plant some flowers to grow in the house, what sort of container? What would you call the container that you planted in?
Well, it's a little job thing, a crock kind of. We have some on here. I would have a little hole in the bottom for water to drain out of, you know, where you feed it with water on top and it drain out. I guess you'd call them. No, I guess it's really
a flower pot or something.
That's what I call it, a little flower pot.
Okay.
I guess that'd be
about
what you'd call it. But that, they are about that big around.
Yeah.
I already had a bunch of them. I told them back for it. Now, sitting there, that you was going to plant some of that back there. And she just pours water in there, you know, in that little hole, and it'll go feed on loud. Goes out of it when it dries. I guess that's what that hole was, feed out of the water.
Okay, what about if you went out and cut some flowers, you'd put them in a...
Well,
okay. And if the things that you eat with, you set the table, you, everyone has a plate, and then everyone has a...
Forks, knives, spoon.
Okay. So you say a spoon and a fork and a...
And a knife.
Okay. And you say after
napkin, of course you usually give each person a napkin, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you say after she washes the dishes, then she what them in clear water?
She washes them in the detergent water, something, you know, dish water that she pumped in there. My wife does, don't use no soap, it's just a detergent. Swan, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is Swan. Anyway, so on her hand,
it's
good on the hand, she uses that.
Then
she has a grill, and she sets them in
to
let them drain and dry, you know.
But to get all this detergent off them, she what them?
Dries them, wipes them with a cloth.
Runs clear water over them, and she...
Runs clear water over them and takes a cloth and dries them and puts them in this...
What do you call it when she's running the clear water over them, though? You say she washes them and then she...
She washes in that detergent water, then she runs, they say clear water. I guess rinse them off. That's what
okay,
I
so
think.
So you say she
rinses them off with the clear water.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, I call it the dish rag.
Okay. And what about when you're drying them?
Well, that's a... I would be a drying cloth.
Okay. And what do you call the little cloth you use when you're bathing your face?
Wash rag.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a...
In a towel with bath
time. And to turn on the water at the sink, you turn on the...
Faucet.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it were outside and you hooked your hose up to it?
The faucet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a faucet out there. I've got to have a hose on, and we got one out on in the yard. Faucet, you know, we got the hose. You can put, sometimes we'll have 2 foot hose on there to water something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a big spring down there. It pumps it up here. Got a pump, a muscle pump laying under water. I know that I've got my well fixed up there. I use it for years. And but this other one, spring fixed up, it's a great big stream of water.
Mm-hmm.
Come by, I run it out up on the hill out there in a sandbox. Then carry it over and put it in this reservoir. What is it? They pump, lay it on concrete blocks. And that's where it pumps. And then I got a big trough, reservoir below where it runs off into where my cattle drinks out of.
Mm-hmm. You just have one trough?